In this episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Gabby Greif, a transformative podcaster and coach who offers a refreshing perspective on following one's heart and embracing personal fulfillment. Unlike many of our guests, Gabby emphasized the importance of intuition and doing what feels right, rather than being solely focused on outcomes and strict discipline. Join us as we engage in an enlightening conversation that challenges conventional thinking and inspires listeners to trust their inner guidance on the path to growth and fulfillment. Onwards to the show. Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast, where Dan and Adnan peel back the onion on our guest stories and on each other, all in an effort to change the narrative of failure. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast with Adnan and Dan. Today it's just Adnan here, and with us we have Gabby Greif. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm literally so excited.
Me too. Gabby, I think the first time I got to know you was through a reel that I believe maybe popped up on my Explore page or just through my feed. Mm-hmm. And it was this, what I at least remember is that you were a high energy person that was completely unfiltered with your emotions in the best of ways. And I think that's like a great embodiment of, you know, the light you bring to the world is just authenticity and energy.
No, thank you. That means so much. No, it's taken me so long to find my like authentic voice and being comfortable and just like speaking my mind and my truth, no matter what anyone else thinks. So that means so much to me. Thank you.
Of course. And I mean it. What I want to actually start off by delving into is, you can tell me about the full extent of your journey, but I'd love to know, in the context of that authenticity, like what changes, what situations, what life experiences brought you to a point where you now feel very comfortable and you absolutely don't give a fuck about anyone else. You're going to be authentic to you. Talk to me through that process.
It's a long story, but I mean, I can kind of give you a little background. So like I just always been a people pleaser, always been, you know, I went with the crowd, fit in, just one of those, you know, people that was just always just doing what everyone else wanted them to do, like very agreeable. Went to college, got a degree in hotel and restaurant management. I was a restaurant manager for a few years. I was just so lost. I used to live in the South. I was like a full ass Southern girl, like Southern Belle. Like I was not who I was supposed to be, I guess, or who I truly am. And I think I discovered spirituality when I realized I was like super lost in life. And I discovered like mindset and self-help. And I just like wasn't happy in my job and in my relationship and where I was living, which was in Nashville. And I ended up moving back to Chicago, which is where I'm from, and going to esthetician school because I was like really into beauty at the time, which I'm not anymore. But basically, I was living my life for other people. My whole life. So when I discovered spirituality, it was like I finally was starting to be like, I can like actually do things that without other people's perceptions in my head, without worrying about what other people are like thinking of me or viewing me as. And when I started my content creation journey, I was definitely like still really in my head, like really worried about what everyone else thought, like how I was being perceived. Like I was obsessed with the amount of likes I would get and the validation that I just needed validation all the time to feel worthy and to feel good enough. And when I first discovered that, like, people will perceive me in whatever way that they have been raised and whatever their own conditioning and their own ways, like, I realized that I'm just perceiving myself through the lens of other people, if that makes sense. Like, well, we're really just judging ourselves. Like, if I think what I'm saying is weird, or if I think that other people are going to think what I'm saying is weird, it's because I think it's weird, right? So I just realized that I was like my own thing that I was doing to myself. And I started to just like break free from it and realize that like I'm not going to give my power away to other people anymore. And I'm not going to, especially my content, like that was like the biggest thing for me was like in my content creation journey, like, do I make content from my heart or do I make content with other people in mind? Are they going to like this? Are they going to like that? Is this video long enough? Is this video trimmed up enough? Does this look good enough? It was just like, I just would constantly get lost in that. And it just, I just hit a wall. I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like give my power away to other people anymore. And I just started more and more like just releasing all of those limitations I put on myself and finding my authentic voice and stopped worrying about being judged. And because when we were worried about being judged, we're in our mind and we're in our ego and we're not like accessing the flow and accessing our heart and what actually wants to come through. And like, you will get a lot more, you'll gain more momentum in your business or your life or whatever it may be when you're accessing your heart and your flow. Like, you'll get wherever you're going 20 times faster when you remove the limitations that you're placing on yourself. It has nothing to do with the other people. It never had anything to do with the other people. It has to do with what you think about what you're saying or what you're doing. So it's just like when I can just push all of that to the side and really just tap into like my truth, that's what when I got more and more comfortable, I was like, not everyone's going to agree with me. Not everyone's going to like me. Not everyone's going to resonate with me. And that's fine. Like, we're all so unique. I don't need everyone to resonate with me. If everyone does, then I'm not being true to myself.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh man. The thing that hit home for me was the fact that it's never actually about other people.
Yeah.
You're almost tricking. You can't come to terms with the fact that you're judging yourself. So you impose that onto these other people to assume that they're judging you a certain way. And that like restricts yourself to make content within the mold that you've essentially set for yourself.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with other people. It never did. There's going to be people that don't like your content when you're trying to do good. And there's going to be people that don't like your content when you're speaking from your truth. Like, so why don't you just speak with what actually feels good? Like, speak from your heart and your soul without worrying about that. Because, and then you find your people, right? Like, if you're trying to show up a certain way, the people that resonate with that like version of yourself, those aren't your people. So like when you tap into your heart, you're going to find your people. You're going to find your sense of community. You're going to realize that, like, I don't know. For a while I had to realize that like speaking my truth deserves love. Like, I deserve to be loved for my truth. Because for a while I was actually like attracting haters because I felt like as I was transitioning into speaking my truth fully unfiltered, I was doing it, but I was like judging myself for it. I was like, you're going to get hate for this. You don't deserve to be like, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable speaking my truth yet, but I was doing it anyways. So I was attracting like haters. Like, I didn't feel like, I don't know if that makes sense. I just didn't feel like I deserved love or support for what I was saying. So I was attracting a lot of that. So I had to do some work within myself to realize that like, actually my truth is amazing and like worthy and deserves to be supported, and it's safe to be loved online, and it's safe to be loved for my truth. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I'm imagining it as twofold, right? One, of course, if you have a negative perception of yourself at any point, you will focus, there may be good comments, but you will focus on the negative.
Exactly.
But also the second point is, let's say you weren't living your true authentic self and you had garnered a following that resonated with that, and then you shift to your authentic self.
Exactly.
Well, those people that are following you are not going to like that because it's a different person to them. So
it's so true. No, and that is a hard thing too that I've had, because it's like I'm always becoming more authentic. Like every day I'm more authentic. Every day I might pivot a little bit more. I might step into something different, and I have to be comfortable with that because, like, you know, I can think about my followers like, ooh, I never talk about business, but like lately I've been talking about business lately, and then I'm kind of like, there's the voice in my head that's like, I don't know if your followers were like that. You're not going to get as many likes. But the thing is, I'm so comfortable with my truth now. I'm comfortable with myself that I can hear that voice, honor it, observe it, and release it, and then still choose to speak what's on my heart, even if it's something totally different than what I'm talking about. I don't care. Like, I don't care about the likes. That's not why I'm doing it, right? I'm doing it because I'm passionate about it, because it lights a fire in my soul, because that's what's supposed to come out of me and what I'm supposed to say. Like, it's like when you stop living from your mind, and you just, it's so much easier to, I don't know, just be authentic, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's that difference between, like, you're almost operating on the opposite end of the spectrum of, hey, on one end, like, let's engineer a brand for Gabby, where she's a coach, a podcaster, and a, you know, high energy spiritualist. Let's just use that. And it's like that.
Right.
Now everything you do kind of has to fit within that space.
Right.
The color theme and the style and the warmth that you see, versus No, there's no brand to Gabby. Humans are evolving. Gabby could be a businesswoman exactly. 1 month. She could be a podcaster the next. She could be a dancer and, you know.
Exactly.
And it's like, I would hope, I mean, maybe your followers will grow through that. Maybe they won't. But ultimately, and that's another thing. It's like, if you want to just keep followers that follow a specific craft or industry, so be it. But I would assume that humans also evolve. And I would hope that, and I've at least seen in my own life, that personalities that I follow evolve in their own ways. And that is actually a really good way for me to get exposed to new things as they get exposed. I mean, you just look at musicians, right? Mm-hmm. As genres change, my music tastes can change with them.
Right. Like,
I mean, Lincoln
Park. I totally agree. That's a really good example. No, yeah, I like Russ, and he like just posted like a rock song, and it was like so different from his rap, and I'm like, I love it. Like, I'm so glad that, and it's like, even though maybe it's not really my taste, I can so honor that he's being authentic and he's doing the crazy thing. Like, I'm just like, that's so cool. Like, I just think it's so cool when people are that bold and just in themselves. Like, my brand, like you said, my brand is me. Like, my niche is me. Like, I would never want my business or brand to like run me, or my Instagram to run me. Like, I am in control. Like, my Instagram is just like a channel to get my information out to people. It doesn't control how I show up. Like, it used to, for sure. I used to be like very niche, very like trying to get a certain type of client. When I create an offer, I'm niche in the offer, but when it comes to my content, I just speak what's on my mind, and it makes me feel really free and what I can say, and a lot of times it is similar stuff, but I'm not strategic with it. I don't try to be strategic with it, because I've done that for a long time, and it just caused me to just not be myself and be really anxious and put a lot of pressure on myself to show up a certain way. And then I ended up not even wanting to create content, or being like, it was just hard to create content. It felt like a chore. It felt like I needed to do it. It just felt like, you know, my mindset was really off, because when we put pressure on ourselves to show up a certain way that's not in alignment with our truth, we will seize up and we will contract, and we won't be able, it's not sustainable. Like, we won't be able to keep it up, because you're not in the flow. When you're in the flow, it feels so easy to create content. Like, creating content is like breathing for me. It used to not be. It used to be painful. It used to be forceful. It used to be, what should I say? It used to be, it's not that. When you release the outcome of needing validation, and when you tap into your authenticity, it's like that all goes away. And like, everything, I believe that business can be that way. Like, every single thing in business can be so fucking easy and flowy and fun. We like lose sight of it when we need an outcome, when we're worried about how we're being perceived, when we want clients, when we want, and when we just want to be, we want a certain outcome. It's that simple. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that like another aspect of that is that you try things, you try a lot of things. And I think for both of us, right, when we started creating content and when I started creating my podcast, it is tough, and you feel a sense of pressure and restriction on the way you're doing it. But ultimately, we both kept going, and through that process, we found our voices. And I don't want to dissuade people from actually doing something uncomfortable, even if they still feel like they haven't found their voice. You know, I don't want them to stop trying, because it is actually, you do the thing and then you become comfortable and find your voice within it. Instead of like thinking, oh, well, I need to solve my shit by thinking a lot about it and then doing.
Yeah. No, I could not agree more. And I always think like, you're not going to find it at first. Like, that's the point. That's the point. You have to, like, there's two sides of the coin. We live in a universe of polarity. So you have to experience like the opposite in order to experience like the other opposite. Like, I have to see that, like, I have to speak out of alignment. I have to be out of alignment. I had to push and control and force and just not know how to do business in order to find what I didn't like. Cause when you find what you don't like, you inch towards what you do. Like, you're like, I just don't feel good doing this. You start to like trust yourself and move into what feels good. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just like, we have to experience being out of alignment to then be in alignment. Because we have to by ourselves see that this is not working for me, and I need to shift towards something that feels better. Like, I hit a wall. I experienced that so many times in my business where I was like, oh my God, I can't do it. It's like a fuck this shit moment. I can't function like this anymore. What can I do to feel better? Like, it was so many different times that happened to me, like whether it was like an offer that I was selling and it just like didn't feel good and I just had to like throw it away and be like, I need a fresh start. I don't know what that means for me. Like, it's the same thing with content. I was just like, it just doesn't feel good anymore to show up, to force myself. And then I had that click that I was like showing up in a way that I felt like I should be showing up for other people. It kept, there's like layers to it, but every time I realized it was like I had to go through what I didn't want and what wasn't working in order for me to find what was working and what is in alignment with me, with my soul. It's like we've got to experience what we don't want to know what we do want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that can go so many ways, because I love that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the essence of what fail forward is as well. Is,
yeah. You, oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, if whoever's listening to this, there is a set of one to three things that you've told yourself you'd love to do or try, and you've not felt enough in whatever way you want. You've not felt enough. You're not going to feel like enough anytime soon until you do the thing. And if anything, like, you'll hit the wall and you will, at least you and I have felt it. There's a different feeling between a wall that feels tough but fun.
Mm-hmm.
Versus not in alignment with who you are. And that's when you now know if you're enough or not.
Yeah.
And it's not an enoughness of capabilities, it's an enoughness of like who you are.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. And it's like once I hit that wall too, it's like the most beautiful feeling, because I just know that like it's like my standards are raising. It's like, oh, I've been operating in this way. I hit the wall. It's the next level there for me. So it's like if you're just like, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to have that moment where you're just like, fuck this shit. It's time for something new. And then that's how you build self-trust, is like, you just know, you just keep moving. You keep just keep trusting yourself to move towards what feels good. And I literally just keep trusting my heart. You have to learn to trust your heart and not other people and not other things outside of you, not what other people are saying. And the more I kept trusting myself and elevating past those hurdles, it was like, oh, I can do this. I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. And it was just like, I kept building this trust. And now I feel like I trust myself so much more than I did like 6 months ago. I didn't trust myself at all. It's like crazy the difference, but it was just those little, and it's like those little hurdles that I kept overcoming. And now it's just like, I feel like, and I'm a whole different world because I kept going, like you said. But yeah, it's different than like pushing and forcing past things that aren't, that genuinely feel tough and don't and aren't in alignment with you, versus like, I don't know, you know, like you said before,
it's like exactly
different things. Yeah.
So the benefit of actually not having Dan here is I can delve into some of the things that I believe in heavily, and we can discuss them because I think you'll resonate with them a lot.
Okay.
There's one statement that runs a lot of my life when it comes to self-assuredness and self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
People go on about a variety of things that can build self-confidence, anything from, you know, your affirmations in the mirror,
right,
to, you know, dressing well and everything in between.
Right.
To me, self-confidence is nothing more than keeping the promises you set for yourself.
Yes. No, yeah, absolutely. I like it that, but see, that fucked me for a while, because I was like, I would then make promises from a place of ego and my mind. And then I would force myself to do them no matter how they felt in my soul. So there's like a really good balance of like trusting yourself to quit when you need to quit. Like, I quit all the time. I'm like, fuck this. I've been, you know, building something in my business. And now like it's about non-attachment, right? I'll have a goal and I'm getting that, or I'm achieving that. But the moment that for some reason it doesn't feel right in my soul, I will throw it away. I will say, no, I've been working on something in my business for a couple weeks and I created the whole thing and I even started to launch it. And then I just canceled it because I was like, you know what? It feels tough. It feels like I'm dragging and I'm pushing and I'm forcing myself. And I refuse to do that. I refuse to operate in this way anymore. I'm at a place now where I can't operate in a way that doesn't feel good to me. Like, if I'm so in touch with how something feels and if it's in alignment or not in alignment, that I just throw it away if not. Because I, like I said, I'm growing and changing every day. I honor that, and I don't hold on to anything. But you're right, keeping promises that you make to yourself when they feel really good. Like, it's like me, I work out every day. Like, that's a promise that I make to myself. But I honor the days that my body hurts and I'm not working out. For a while, I didn't. But for a while, I was so obsessed with discipline that I needed to do that. Like, I'm almost like worth was riding on it. If I didn't go to the gym, I felt bad, right? If I didn't, like, I felt like I was a piece of shit and I wasn't a good person. Now it's like I've never felt more powerful knowing that I can choose in every moment, like, what's best for me, even if that means, like, not doing what I plan to do or canceling everything or even like eating a piece of cake. Like, sometimes I feel so powerful doing that because I never eat unhealthy, but I'm like, I can do whatever I want. I'm free. I trust myself. Nothing matters. Like, I don't know. Does that make sense? There's that, just that a balance. Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely interesting. And I think this is a good discussion because I do the same, but I'm definitely leaning more on the discipline side. So it's a good,
For me back in the day, caused me to abandon myself a lot because I was really obsessed with just getting things done. Like, I would go through whole launches in my business that totally failed, did really bad. I would launch something and it didn't get one sale, but I would force myself to finish it front to back because it was kind of like a discipline, like, keep my promise to myself vibe. And the whole time I look back, I literally have trauma from it. It's like PTSD. It was like the worst thing. It felt horrible. I was so out of alignment the entire time. And that's the thing. You have to learn to trust yourself, because I do think discipline is important, very important, keeping the promises to yourself, especially when you're in a disempowered place and you know, keeping the promises to yourself. But being able to trust yourself and honor when you don't do it, that's even more powerful than discipline. Because we get really controlling with our discipline because we
think I shouldn't quit or I'm a failure if I do.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. So it's something to just be aware of like, oh, I could never be a failure. If I just decided to not go to the gym sometimes I entertain like the worst case scenario, and that's how I build my worth so much. It's like, I'm obsessed with the gym. So if I'm like, okay, what if I'm hurt right now. So I just entertain like, what if I don't go to the gym for like a month? You know, it freaks me out, but then it's like, I'm still perfect and worthy and I would be fine. Like, I would be so fine. Like, I don't need, it's like when we do things from a place of need and a place of desperation and a place of holding on really tightly. And it's like, if we felt like we didn't do it, that there would be something wrong with us. That's when we need to look at it. And then we can change the energy of how we're doing it by, because you're attached to it and you're holding on to it by entertaining not doing it or even challenging yourself to not do it. Right. Because for me, like, even for content, like, I was like obsessed with consistency and doing it every single day. So when I can take a step back and be like, well, it starts to not be as fun too, when you're doing it from a desperation, need-based, controlling place. So, which is why I felt like there was a lot of pressure on me to create content, which I wasn't accessing my flow. So I can entertain, oh, I don't have to post every day. I don't have to go to the gym. I'm still safe. I'm still worthy. I'm still perfect. And then I didn't post for a couple of days just to challenge myself. You don't have to do it like that. And then I showed up with a new and improved energy when I was posting content and I was recording content, because it was like, oh, this is fun. I get to do this. Sometimes discipline takes the fun out of the things. It's like, I need to do this versus I get to do this every single day. Like, I get to do that. So it's just being so aware of the energy that you bring to the promises that you're keeping to yourself. Like, what energy is this from? A knee-based place where I get to do this? Of course, there's sometimes a little bit of, you know, you got to push yourself a little bit to do the things that are hard, but it's a different energy than like a needy desperation energy. Again, entertaining what it would be like to not do that. I'm just like, I could, and you can relax. Like, I don't need to go to the gym every day. Like, that was a hard one for me. It was like I can actually take, like, if I had to take a month off, that, like, I wouldn't want to, but I can just be like, it would be okay. It wouldn't be a failure. I wouldn't lose all my progress. I would get back into it. You know, I'd figure it out. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. So yeah. So I'm thinking of like how that applies personally to me. So I have the same structure, but I build it a little differently. So what I'll do is I'll maybe set some rough goal, and it may be super rough, it may be super specific. That could be, let's say, launching a book version of the podcast. Let's just take that example, like something from that to like, doing, you know, more like gymming in the morning every day, to calling a member of the family that I haven't talked to you know, once or twice a week. So it's like a whole variety of things, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I set up a certain timeline around which, like, hey, you have to do this consistently.
Right.
And then you set kind of a rough deadline around, this is the point where I make a judgment call on if it doesn't or does feel right. And the reason I have that entire structure is because, maybe a little contrary to you, I actually feel like almost anything you do that is leveling you up is gonna feel like it's out of alignment for the first X amount of days. So I don't want to get myself out of a habit on the first 5 days when it's actually just a feeling of discomfort because my body's used to the old me. But then for something like gymming, okay, it's 30 days. But maybe for starting a new function within my business, it could be 3 months. And then that's where you make the judgment call to say, like, okay, am I feeling like I'm in a groove now? Or I'm still not in a groove and it's been this long? Okay, let's consider like pulling back on this potential.
No, that's a really good, like, practical tool for anyone to use. Like, I love that. For me, I'm so in tune with my body and, like, how things work that, like, I would be able to tell immediately if it's in alignment or if it's out of alignment. Yeah, because they're two different feelings, but they're hard to separate. Like, I get it, because it's like, is it discomfort? Because sometimes I do struggle with it. I'm not like a master, but I'm better at it. Like, I couldn't go more than a few days with doing something new in my business without my heart being like new, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I get it. Like, it's a fine line, but checking in with yourself, because a lot of times we're doing these things because we think we should be doing them because we think they are going to get us to the next level. Therefore, we're doing it from our mind, from our ego, not from our heart, right? Not from like what actually works for us. Like, I might be lifting in the gym every day and my heart is screaming at me to like do yoga instead, but I'm so in my mind. I'm so like, I want to get to the next level and I want to get stronger. And then I'm making progress much slower, right? That's what being out of alignment is. It's like, you can still make the progress, but like a month in the gym of me lifting every single day and I barely see any progress versus a month in yoga, like I'm so strong, whatever it may be. Like when I use it in the gym a lot because like I make progress insanely in the gym. Like it makes no sense like how quick I make progress because I'm in alignment with the workouts that I do and I'm in my body when I do the workouts. So it's, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of a,
no, it's, I mean, to, I'm just,
it's hard to tell the difference. So
it's hard to tell the difference. Exactly. And I know myself and I know that I cannot tell that difference in the first stage, be it whatever time range that is, the first stage of engaging in a new habit or a new craft. So I just allow a certain amount of period for that gap to widen. So now I can see the contrast a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. When checking in with my intention for why I'm doing the thing that I'm doing is really important because it's going to feel out of alignment if you're doing it for a certain outcome, no matter what. So we can think that that's discomfort, but a lot of times it has to do with the intention and then you're doing it, and then you're going to waste fucking time. We don't have to waste time. We can access our heart and what it wants in every moment. Like, you can waste 3 months doing something in your business, which it's not a waste, of course. You're going to be learning and you're going to – like, I've done that over and over again. But now, you know, I'm getting better at it. So it's like, if you can just check in with your intention, check in with like, am I actually enjoying what I'm doing when I'm doing it, right? Sometimes it's that fear and that discomfort, that little hurdle that you got to kind of get over to do it in the first place. But when you're actually doing it, when you're actually in it, like, is it something that you like to do? Like, it's so simple, yet we overcomplicate it. Like, is it fun? Do I feel aligned? Do I feel good doing the thing? And if it's like, okay, there's a difference between the voice of fear and not actually liking what you're doing, right? Like, I'll go and I'll do something that's a little bit scary and I can hear the voice. It's like, you're going to fuck it up. It's not going to go well. No one's going to like you. So it's like, I can observe the voice. That's like my guide, right? I know I'm supposed to do that. If the voice is telling me or the ego is telling me, you're going to fuck it up. This is embarrassing. So then I use that as a guide. But if it's genuinely not fun when you're doing it, it's different from the anxiety. Like, it's different from the anxiety of feeling like you're going to fuck it up or like feeling discomfort. If it's like, I'm not having fun, but I feel like then you can check in with your intention. What's my intention with this? Oh, well, I feel like I should be doing this in order to get this one result. Like I'm thinking in my business, like I should be doing this. Okay. But I'm not actually enjoying it. And it doesn't actually feel like I'm flowing and finding my flow in this, or it's benefiting me, then I can.
Yeah. Am I doing it just to do it? Like,
right.
Yeah. Because the things that I really enjoy doing it, I'm actually, an outcome would be a bonus.
Right. That's the point of our whole existence. Outcomes are a bonus. The life, the journey is where it's at. The journey is the day to day. The journey is every single day. So what we choose to do every single day and how we choose to do it, with what intention and what energy we choose to bring, that's all that matters. We don't need anything. We don't need a certain outcome. But then the outcome comes way easier and way quicker when you don't need it.
And that's very much so the meaning of life.
Exactly.
And that translates us so best, so perfectly to this, doesn't it?
Yes.
I was like, you set that up for me.
It is the meaning of life. I talk about it all the time because it's like everything that we do, it's like you're either doing it with an outcome in mind, uh-huh, or you're doing it presently and enjoying it and having fun.
I love it. All right. So let's end off with a little game.
Okay.
So it's actually not too different than the pot itself. It's a set of cards, and each of them contains a question, a thought-provoking question. I've not gone through the entire deck, not even close to it probably, but every time we pull out a card, it's been either interesting, emotional, funny, sometimes a little...
So is it just a question and then I answer, or what is...
Yeah, and then you can either pass the question back on to me or have me pull a separate card.
Oh, okay. So it's just question game. It's just like card
question. It's just a question. It's okay. Similar to We're Not Really Strangers. Think of it that way.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Whenever you're ready, you just say stop and I'll pick the card where my thumb is at.
Okay. Stop.
All right. I'm not going to look at it.
Okay. What can you not forgive yourself? Oh, wait, what can you not forgive in yourself? Yeah, I'm really good at forgiving myself, but there is something I'm struggling with a little bit, but I've broken it down so much that it's not really as serious for me anymore. I don't really know if it's like relevant to this, but just always been really into my looks my whole life, and I've broken that down so much. Like, I don't wear makeup anymore. Like, I used to have fillers and Botox. Like, I don't starve myself anymore. Like, I'm in a really good place, but I still have this thing. And it goes back to thinking about how people are perceiving you, and basically which is where you abandon your flow and you abandon like just being present. So it's like the need to be desired by men is something that I struggle with as a woman. Like, especially I notice it when I go to the gym. Like, I genuinely want to be desired, and I feel like sometimes it makes me show up differently, and maybe I'm tense or I'm overthinking, or I'm like, how do I look when I'm doing this thing? And it's just like, I have been really good at being present and not thinking about what other people are thinking about me and not worrying about being perceived in a certain type of way. But that specifically has been really difficult for me to break free of. It's just like when your ego gets really involved with how you look, it doesn't feel good. Like, as much as you feel like this false sense of confidence and this false sense of power, it causes you to not show up like how you would want to actually show up, like in the gym. Like, maybe I do a couple more reps because someone's watching, or maybe, you know, I try to push myself a little harder, stretch myself a little more. It's like, I'm not in my heart. I'm not in my body. I'm in my mind. I'm in my ego. It doesn't feel good to me. And it's something that I'm struggling with right now. Struggling not being hard on myself for it too. Cause it's like, I'm like, sometimes I'll just like want to put like maybe a little mascara on for the gym or something. And then I'll be like mad at myself a little bit for that. I'm like, no, we're not doing that anymore. And then it causes a little bit of resistance in me, which is where it gets hard to release. But that's just something that I've been working on for the past like year. And there's so many layers to it. And that's just something right now I'm struggling with. But I will be able to forgive myself for it. And I will be able to move through it eventually.
Yeah. No, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, there's that fine line between, yes, maybe for you putting mascara, maybe too much. But ultimately, like, there's an aspect of being a person, or in certain cases, being a woman, that it is natural to want to be desired.
Yeah.
So
It's true.
There's an aspect of like, yes, reducing that, but also maybe it's not worth taking entirely away as well, right? Because it is a part of who you are.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll come back to it. But you're right, because every time I talk to someone about it, they're like, well, yeah, we all want to be desired, of course, you know. But to me, when I feel the want to be desired, I feel not good. Like I feel a tightness in my chest. I feel thinking about being perceived in a certain way. I feel like it's coming from a place of not feeling worthy, not desiring myself, right? Needing validation from other people. Yeah, needing validation from other people. There's something you're not giving to yourself, especially for your physical appearance, because when we associate our identity or we identify with our physical appearance, we're forgetting that we're none of that, right? We are not our bodies. We are not our physical appearance. We are so much more than that. We are like a soul. We are light and love. And every time we identify with that, we are abandoning our truth and who we are and forgetting, I guess. And I can feel that. I can feel that separation between who I truly am and like my true worthiness, my innate worthiness, and like I can just feel the separation. Cause I'm really aware, but then it's hard for me because I'm like, I don't want to feel the separation anymore. But then that causes resistance. So I'm not able to move through anything from a place of not being able to forgive it or not being able to just be okay with it and love it and understand it. And you know, you cannot move through anything from a place of resistance or from being hard on yourself. I mean, it takes a lot longer to move through something from a place of hate. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think through my own.
Yeah. Because I mean,
it's a tough question.
No, it's yeah. Yeah. So you're going to answer the question now?
Do you want me to pick another card or do you want me to answer it?
I want you to answer it. I feel like it's a good question. Okay. It's vulnerable. I have no problem being vulnerable though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do, but.
I have no problem being vulnerable. It's just kind of like finding some of these things you haven't asked yourself often, right?
Yeah. It's like, what are you struggling? I think it's like, what are you struggling with moving through? Because it's like when we can't move through something, it's because we're not looking at it through the lens of love, through the lens of just forgiveness. I don't like the word forgiveness necessarily because it's like we never did anything wrong, but it's like still there's just like something there that you're not able to let go and able to see through the lens of love, like I said.
You know, there's an aspect of me that historically enjoyed the chase, and that is the chase of a cool person to a girl to a relationship. And as soon as the chase is over, it loses its spark. And how that's translated into my adult life is that there are times where I have taken people tremendously for granted because they were always around. And in many ways, like I have been that for other people and I have done that to others. But there have been certain situations in my life where taking someone for granted that had given a lot, if not most of their energy to me, resulted in them getting hurt. And when it's very apparent that you've hurt someone because you made them a very low priority because they made you a high priority, like knowing that you had that impact on them and you may or may not have affected them permanently as well, you just never know. So that can stay a little bit in my mind to know that like, okay, I did something wrong and it could have affected someone in a pretty negative way. And in terms of how they view other people in the future. Because you are a node in a network and your impact, like your positivity impacts others, but also your negative traits impact others. This is one of them that I've worked through, but I do see it, you know, rearing its ugly head every once in a while.
Yeah, there's obviously some, you definitely need to forgive and release the old version of yourself, because this is how you need to think about it is, first of all, you couldn't give anything to yourself, let alone other people. And that's like, they stayed. Like that was their choice to stay with you or to be around you. And you couldn't, it wasn't your, like, it's not like you were being intentionally, like you weren't able to give anything to yourself and you couldn't give anything to other people. Like I always think about that. And I always think that everything is divine in this experience. Like all of my relationships, all of my ex-boyfriends, maybe that treated me bad, were there for a reason, were there for a learning experience. I had something in me that wasn't healed that attracted that. And I stayed and I chose to stay. And after that relationship, I learned and I grew and my standards raised. I would never trade any of my relationships for anything. I think every single experience, partnership, friendship is just extremely divine. And that even I've made so many mistakes in my past, right? Like with relationships and stuff. But it's about forgiving yourself. Yeah, forgiving yourself for that, because we're different and we're growing and we're learning and we're changing all the time. And I mean, it's sad to think, like, what were you going through? What were you going through at that time where you couldn't give that to the other person? Like, you weren't just being malicious. Your intention wasn't to be malicious. You were just lacking so much within. You just didn't feel worthy. You probably didn't feel worthy of the love from other people. So you shut down and you shut off or whatever it may have been. Like, how can you have compassion for that version of yourself? What were you going through? What were you feeling? Like, I like to think back to those times and be like the times where I was really into my physical appearance. And like, I sometimes don't like that version of myself, which is why it's been really hard for me to still release these parts of her. Like, that's what, like, because I was just like, what was she going through? Like, she felt so insecure. She felt not good enough. She felt like nothing she ever did was good enough. And she made up for that in her looks and her, you know, the way she looked, literally. That was the only, like, I felt so just not enough all the time. So it's just like a seeing it through the lens of love and compassion and forgiving yourself. And then you can release that mindset. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure chatting.
Yeah, Gabby. It's been really fun, honestly. It's been so good. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for jumping on. Yeah. This was an idea right from the start, and I'm glad we made it happen.
Yay! No, I'm really glad. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Gabby, where can people find you, learn more about this conversation, and discover your awesome personality?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, podcast. My Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube is Gabby_Greif. And my podcast is called Get the Fuck Into Alignment.
Love it.
Thanks for listening. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think. Find us at Instagram, failforward.pod. If you know someone that wants to be on the show, or if you want to be on the show, give us a shout, DM us, and we'll see you soon.